you know, they came 3 years ago and they had gone to another diner. They actually called us at that time, but you know, ever since then, I started working on some new things, bringing some different things into the menu. Some customers had phoned in. They also sent emails and pictures and said, you guys got to come try the food here. So they decided to come to the diner.
What is it that makes the Boulevard Diner so special and worthy of national attention, as it were?
Well, I think that it is our staff and customers, really, that make the diner what it is. We do have some unique items on the menu as well, but you know, that's just a small part of it.
Well, you guys are pretty much ground zero in Dundalk. I mean, Merritt Boulevard and Halliburtt Avenue, it don't get much more Dundalk than that.
Right. We're right in the center.
Yeah, were you able to translate the flavor? I mean, if you've never been to Dundalk and you come from Colorado Springs or someplace, that is what they call a culture shock. Were you able to translate that onto television so the people all over the country will get an idea of what Dundalk's all about?
Well, we'll see what happens. You know, I don't know what they're going to have on the chopping block, but, you know, that's why I'm nervous. I just want to make sure that we shine in a positive light and, you know, just people can see that Dundalk has a little more to offer.
When were they actually there?
The first week of November. So that Tuesday, I think it was the 7th, that's when Guy was actually on set. And then they had come that following Saturday. So we had to close both days for filming.
Really?
8 to 5.
You don't get to see the people in action then, huh?
Well, you were going to have some guests that we had invited. There was a car club there, that, and they invited some family too. So they'll be in the background, and we actually, you know, just kind of put some food out there and let them munch on it. And kind of actors, but not actors.
Yeah. Well, this has got to be a great commercial locally for you. For folks around here who are going to be hearing this interview and are within driving distance of the Boulevard Diner, you're kind of on hallowed ground down there, because while you've been there since 2001, where you sat used to be, what, the House of Neptune, I guess it was?
Yeah, there was the House of Neptune, which was right next to, was actually connected to Herman's Bakery. That was my grandfather's place. You know, they plowed everything down. I guess they started in 98. And just slowly started building the diner from the ground up.
Well, do the commercial for me. Tell me why people who are listening right now on WBAL might want to jump in their cars and drive down your way.
Well, you just got to try something different. And, you know, we have a lot of special deals. We got a great breakfast menu. You know, just come check us out, and I'm sure you'll be surprised.
The whole country will get a look at the Boulevard Diner in Dundalk tonight. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network tonight at 9 o'clock. Mark Sakiris, General Manager of the Boulevard Diner. Thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Have a good one.